class dismissed. I'll be seeing you on Monday. Except for you. You wait here. I need to have a word with you. Go on, have a seat. I've noticed a very alarming trend of late that I'd like to discuss with you. I've seen how you're not getting along with some of your classmates and getting into fights with them. That's quite the bad behavior, don't you think? Not to mention your fallen grades and lack of willingness to participate. We can't have that. No, no, no. You've been a very naughty student. And that is unacceptable. You know, I'll have to teach you a lesson and discipline you now, don't you? There is still time to save the semester and turn things around. I want to help you get good grades and get better. Get along with your classmates as well. But first, we need to get rid of this bad behavior of yours. Being naughty and rebellious. I'm going to teach you a lesson on how to be a good student. So let us start. I will write a few phrases on the board, and I want you to repeat them after me. Good students behave. Good students do as their teacher says. You want to be a good student. You want to obey. What's that? Obey sounds weird to you? You say that now. But don't you worry. When I'm done with you, that'll be what you want the most. I'll help you see how much you want to do as I tell you. By the time we're done, you'll be so eager to obey. You need to loosen up a little though. Look at you. Look at how tense you are. Seems like all these tests and exams are getting to you and stressing you out very much. Here, let me help you. This is a little technique I've learned a long time ago, and it's worked every time I've used it. I'll write the number 10 and erase it, starting to count down. Each time I write a number and erase it, you feel like I'm erasing and getting rid of your stress, helping your body loosen up and relax more. 10 9 8 Starting to feel less stressed. right? 7. Your body is relaxing more, isn't it? 6. 5. You're far less tense now. 4. Each time you hear this sound, you focus on my voice more. 3. Getting easier to listen to me, isn't it? Easier to listen to your teacher, correct? 2. You're quite relaxed already. Happy to listen and learn, aren't you? Ready to be a good student. 1. Of course you are. Here, let me help you relax even more. You poor thing. Your shoulders and neck are too tense. You gotta loosen them up a little. You feel that? You feel how I rub your shoulders and release this pent-up stress? Feels nice, yeah? You know, I'm only trying to teach you a lesson because I want you to be better, don't you? I want you to behave and be a good student because I know this is not you. You're only acting this way because you want to get my attention. I've seen the way you look at me in class, and I know you're only acting this way to get my attention. Well, lucky for you it worked, or you'd be in big trouble. You don't want to be in trouble now, do you? No. Being in trouble only brings punishments. And not the fun ones either. Unless they're with me, of course. You want to be a good student for me? You see the appeal of being a good student more now, don't you? Of listening to me and doing as I tell you. Good students behave. Good students do as their teacher says. You want to be a good student. You want to obey. What's that? You don't want me to stop massaging your shoulders? A good student doesn't object. A good student does what their teacher says. And when I say I will stop massaging your shoulders, you accept it and thank me for massaging them in the first place. A good student knows their place. You know that you are here for me to condition and brainwash. You are here for me to turn you to my good student. Why do you think you've been acting out in the first place? Why do you think you were naughty? I made you act this way for my amusement. I made you act this way so I can have you stay after class and play with you. But you don't care about that. It's not your place to care, especially because you won't remember it anyway. I'm going to have you forget all this in a moment. Look straight ahead of you. Do you see what I wrote on the board? I have been here before. As soon as I erase this statement, you will completely erase it from your mind. You will not remember it at all. It will be like it never happened. Now I can truly call you a good student. You've done so well learning this lesson, and I know that you'll be getting along with your classmates more. And I'm confident that I'll see a huge improvement in your grades. Isn't that right? After all, you are a good student. And what do good students do? That's right. Repeat after me. Good students behave. Good students do as their teacher says. You want to be a good student. You want to obey. With that being said, it's time to end this lesson. That is until the next lesson, of course. But before we go, there are a few things that you need to remember. And well, some you don't. Once I wake you up, you will forget about everything we just did. You will simply remember me telling you that I'll help you out, that I'll help you with your grades as I start writing on the board. That's all you remember from this lesson. The other thing you know is that you have this insatiable need and desire to thank me and express how happy you are being a good student. Finally, every time you hear me call you a good student, you will have such a rush of happiness and joy that you will simply find that you must behave more in order for me to praise you more. With all of this taken care of, I'll be writing numbers on the board, starting with 1 and going all the way up till 5. Once I reach the number 5 and snap my fingers, you'll wake up. 1. Eager to be a good student. 2. Excited to do as I say. 3. No recollection of the lesson. 4. But knowing you loved it. And 5. Class dismissed. See you on Monday.